Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the L.A. area and would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those right here in the beautiful, yes, we are ready for the summer, San Francisco Bay Area, the guest call-in number is 877-697-9725. And producer Kaino will be in the chat room to field questions. If something comes up and you have a question for me, you can type it in there, and she will make sure it gets to me. And also, just you can log in and just say hi to her, just listen in on the show. So, today, are you ready for the summer? Memorial Day has come and gone, the Memorial Weekend, or at least for those of us here in the U.S., so that is the traditional, generalized welcoming of summer. And this is the season of long days, late nights, sun, fun, shorts and sandals, and also for gathering of families. Schools are letting out. This is a time for weddings and graduations. And really, it is... Most people think of the holidays and, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And while, yes, those are big seasons for gathering of family, this season lasts 3 months. Well, usually about 2.5. But from this point through June, July, through August, until school kicks back in September and people start getting back to their normal lives, this is the time for hearing phrases like, I'm bored, and what are we going to do this weekend, who are we going to get together with, it's a season of barbecuing, and really just getting out and getting as much vitamin D as we possibly can, which for those of you who don't know, vitamin D is a tremendously important vitamin to us because it helps us to process, among other things, it helps us to be able to utilize the calcium that we take in. And the best source for vitamin D is getting out in the sun. Now, as I always say, there's light and shadow in everything. So there is such a thing as too much sun. And it's important as we go into the season, because there's a part of us that's still kind of used to spring, used to not having to worry about things like sunscreen or wide-brim hats or generally things like that. So it is important that we make the switch in our mindset for summer. One of the things is, yes, we must be careful about the amount of sun we're getting. And there are those who believe, well, I'm going to go out and get myself sunburned, and that'll be my base coat, and then I'm going to go out and get sunburned another couple of times, and I'll be nice and toasty brown by the time, you know, August hits. Well, that is a way of being, and I strongly recommend against it, because it is really important to realize just how sensitive and important your skin is. Your skin is the single largest organ in your body, and it does a lot of very important stuff. It helps us regulate our temperature. It helps protect us from diseases and infections, and by repeatedly damaging it due to sun exposure, that can lead to a lot of very serious conditions, sunburn being the least of them. So make sure that you've shifted your mindset to, okay, now in order to take care of myself, the things that I did in spring aren't going to quite be the same as what I'm going to need to do in summer. Hydration, that is another tremendously important thing. when you're out and you're exerting yourself, maybe you're getting those summer chores done, maybe you're deciding to do a little remodeling since it's probably not going to rain. Hydrating is really a crucial piece to maintaining your health. If you get dehydrated, it can lead to some really bad things, from just being dizzy or maybe feeling a little bit queasy, up to and including death if it becomes too really significant. And listening to our bodies during this time as we transition really from one season into another, it's very important to listen to what our bodies are saying. Sometimes you get the idea, well, we're going to go out, we're going to work in the yard, and the kids are out of school, so they can go out and start doing chores. The best time to do that is get everybody up early in the morning before you reach the hottest point of the day, which is usually, you know, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, you know, heading up until 3 o'clock, peaking at about 3, 4 o'clock, and then it's going to start to ease down. And it is very important to be aware of how dangerous it can be to be out there toiling and working hard and doing something right at the hottest point of the day. You want to avoid that as much as possible. So, as we look at, you know, those physical pieces about, you know, this change in season and the way that we need to adapt, and also remember, we're going to be getting a lot more daylight than we had been receiving. So people are going to tend to be up later. I know that in this area, the sun can still be up by about, you know, 8:30, you know, almost 9 o'clock at night. It's still actually light enough to see around. So knowing that, that may throw off your inner clock a little bit. Going to bed when the sun's still up can make it a little bit difficult for you to maintain your standard sleep patterns that you've been getting used to over the last few seasons. So make sure that you're taking care of those things. Make sure, as I said, that you're paying attention to what your body is telling you. It may be telling you that it needs more sleep at certain points and less sleep at other points. Go with that, because what you'll find is that the more you listen to what it is that your body is telling you it needs in each of the seasons, then you will find that it is willing to support you and be a little bit more forgiving at those times when we need to work it a little bit harder than we normally should. So let's look at the sort of family piece of summer. This is the time when school's let out. It's the time when the graduations are happening. As I said, often this is the month, big month for weddings is coming up, June. And it's an opportunity to really connect and be able to be outdoors. See, when you're in the winter and you have family get-togethers, pretty much for the most part, everybody's kind of stuck inside. Maybe, you know, there are things, maybe if you like going out in the snow or out in the cold, but it could be raining. So this is very much an outdoor type of family interaction, which is very cool because then you can kind of spread people out and people don't feel as claustrophobic with one another. And it is also important to realize that people are staying with families a little bit longer. And when you set up a pattern where, you know, it's like, okay, the kids are in school and everybody's doing their thing and everyone is able to kind of maintain these separate sort of styles, even in one family. You know, you could have the kids who are going to sports practices or to meetings with their friends and, you know, people who are working. So this is a time when there is more time to spend with each other. And it is a wonderful opportunity to really get reacquainted. The kids are home. And while, as I said, it's getting them up, getting them out, if there are chores to do in the morning, you get them doing that, and then when it starts to get warm, you guys can choose something fun to do. Something indoors, hang out, have lunch, have dinners. One of the things that I really enjoyed growing up with was the idea that everybody sat down together and had dinner. And it really saddens me to think how rarely that happens now. And in addition to that, usually on Sundays, even when we were all grown with our own families, Sundays were the days that we came over and everybody had, you know, we'd have dinner with my parents. So the idea of spending more and more quality time with your loved ones, with, you know, your close relations, and it can allow for a more relaxed interaction. So I really encourage folks, especially those with kids who, you know, are going to be dying to get out of school, and you know, a lot of them are already out, and within 2 weeks, it's, I'm bored, I don't have anything to do, there's nothing on. Make the most of that. Take some opportunities to be able to spend some time together that has nothing to do with life lessons or anything like that. I mean, the life lessons will come through, and being able to do things in a relaxed manner, hey, we're going to go have fun, we're going to go do this. Even if it's going to see a movie, or maybe it's going to the local pool, don't forget your sunscreen, or maybe it's just hanging around inside the house with the AC on or the fans going and playing a game together or talking together. This is a time when you can have an opportunity to be able to figure out what it is that the other people in your life are going through right now. You know, what is it that they want to speak about? And when the weather is warm and everybody's just kind of feeling a little bit lazy from the heat, it's a really great time to have those conversations, because then it can be in a nice, relaxed environment. Summer, which is interesting, because I was wondering, you know, well, why is summer called summer? And I found out that it's originated from a Roman Dutch term, zomer, and the Old English, sumer or sumor, and the German, sommer. And what it means is fertility, strength, and warmth. And when you think about it, the seasons generally, when people talk about seasons and their lives, each aspect of their life or each period of their life has its own season. Spring is that time of, you know, being born and growing up, and it's the childhood piece. Where summer is more of the, you know, late teens to early 20s and, you know, up before middle age hits. And it's that time of vitality. It's that time of getting out and doing things and being active and really, you know, enjoying the peak of your physical self. Then we go into fall, which is sort of that, you know, heading into the middle age, settled, home and hearth and, you know, that type of thing. Raising the kids. And then there's winter, which is our elderhood, elder state, when things are slowing down and it's getting much more quiet. So summer, out of all of them, is the most active. It's the most vibrant. It's the time when you think of something and you do it. And maybe you don't sit and think about all the consequences, but you think about, you know what, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to have fun while the sun is shining. And I'm going to get out and I'm going to do these things. And it is. That's what the season is for. And it's important to be able to, at some point, at least a little bit, embrace some of that. It is really fun for me sometimes when I think back to when I was in school, and, you know, elementary school. And how many of you can remember sitting there and watching that clock, watching it tick, tick, tick? It's the last day, and all the tests are taken, and basically, you know, including the teacher, is just sitting there. And I spent some time teaching at one point, and, yes, you're looking at the clock, too. Like, okay, tick, tick, tick. And when that last moment ticks and that bell rings and everybody just picks up their stuff and heads out, knowing that it's summer vacation. It is an amazing thing to remember and to go back and to remember what it was like, knowing that, well, at that time it was 3 months, and knowing that for the next 3 months, which seemed like forever, you were free of the pressures of school. You were free of the pressures of, you know, tests and all of that stuff. And what is it, the old children's rhyme, no more pencils, no more books, no more teachers, dirty looks. It was a time of freedom. And that is something that, in my opinion, we definitely need to honor. I mean, it's, unless you're a teacher, essentially summer does not really mean much of anything as far as changing your work patterns. Often vacations are scheduled during that time, but we never quite have that same sense of, I'm just out and it's going to be forever before I have to go back. And I miss it. I miss it a lot. And I would think back then that I had the weight of the world on my shoulders, and now looking back, it's like, wow, all I had to deal with was schoolwork and my relationships, which at the time, with the tools I had, did seem overwhelming sometimes. But summer was always summer. And saying goodbye to people and heading out and doing the things that you wanted to do, having all the plans in your mind, that first Monday morning when you wake up and you know you don't have to go to school. For me, that was the best part. And, of course, we had to do our chores, so we would get up early and get the chores done. Or for us, getting up early was about maybe 8 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock. Or, I mean, you know, that was sleeping in. We would usually have to get up much earlier than that because we had 4 kids sharing one bathroom, so everybody getting their teeth brushed and all of that stuff. But, no, we could sleep in until about, you know, 8, 9 o'clock. First thing we did was just get up, have breakfast, clean up, and my mother had the list of chores that we would do. And we knew what was expected of us. But we also knew that we could get those done early in the morning, and within a few hours, we were free for the rest of the day. We'd walk down the street and go down to the library, which used to be located right at the end of the street. And we would stay there for hours just reading books. Or then we'd walk up the other way, go up to the high school where they opened up the swimming pool. How many folks are remembering some of those memories of that first day of summer? And the patterns that would be established. You know, we would have friends visiting, sometimes family members. I have an uncle who would pack up his RV and drive out from Detroit. And they'd travel all through the country and just come by and hang out with us for a while. And that was a lot of fun. The trick is that you want to find balance in it. Don't jam-pack your summer so tight that you're constantly behind schedule. Have those days, plan out those trips, do the things that you want to do, and at the same time, allow time to do absolutely nothing. Doing nothing is definitely very important. We have to have times where we just sit. You may be sitting in your backyard. You may be sitting at the beach. You may just be sitting in a room and reading a book. But there's a lot of value in scheduling time to do nothing. And, yes, it is the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. And sometimes those summer days can get to be unbelievably, typically hot and unpleasant. And when you have to deal with that, you know, there's always the, and I do not know an adult who doesn't smile when they hear an ice cream truck. when we were little, it was you heard the ice cream truck from coming down the street. We'd run in and we'd get a quarter from my mother. And then we'd go out there and we'd wait and the ice cream truck would pull up and you know, we all had our favorites. And then we would go and, you know, sit under the tree and just sit and enjoy our ice cream. And that is very cool. And when my kids were young, I'd go out with them. Those were the days of playing with the water in the hose, you know, shooting it at each other, water balloon fights. I mean, for those who remember it, when you were told, stay out of the house, I don't care what you do, just stay out of the house, play in the yard, and you drank water out of the garden hose, which nobody does anymore. But I remember when we did. And I guess it was fairly okay because we all seemed to make it through. And just thinking about the memories of summer, your memories of summer, about the carefree childhood days before taxes and rent checks and mortgage payments and you know, all of those other things, back when it was just fun. And I encourage each and every one of you to see if you can find something fun, especially something fun out of your childhood that you used to remember. Even if it's just one day going out to the ice cream truck. And believe me, they still have a lot of the old favorites on there. Maybe it's taking a day and just going to the beach and spending an entire day on the beach from sunup to sundown. It really is amazing to watch the sunrise over the beach. And I enjoy that, and the fog is in, and the seagulls are, you know, doing their seagull thing. And you just sit and watch as the day wakes up and more people come out and children are laughing and having a good time. And then, you know, just observing and just hanging out. We don't just hang out. Everybody's got to do something. You know, you've got to be posting on Facebook or Twitter. Now, not that I have anything against Facebook. For those of you who enjoy Facebook, you know, I'm right there on it. And there's always a good time to walk away from it, to spend a day without technology, to spend a day where even if it's just for a couple of hours, turn the phone off and go lay out in the yard under an umbrella and enjoy it. Now, for many areas, there are some serious water shortage issues on. So this is the water shortage issue piece. Please, if you do have, because this is also that great thing about doing your chores early, if you have laundry to do, do it during the off-peak hours, which, you know, is either hit it very early in the morning or wait until like after 7 o'clock. You don't want to do it in the middle of the day. We are in a time where the earth is really going through a lot of things and a lot of shifts and a lot of change. And we need to be as gentle as possible with our resources. Back when I was younger, they had a drought in California, and it was at the point where, okay, you put a brick in the big toilet tank to, you know, reduce the amount of water that's in it, putting a wash tub in the shower so that you collected that water, and that was the water you used to water the plants in your house. You do not wash your car during the day. If your lawn was too green, you could possibly get a ticket. Those were measures that were taken a long time ago, and it seems that we're heading back into them. So as you do your summer fun, do it from a place of conscious, you know, awareness of what's happening in the environment, what's going on. you know, how can we best support our community by everybody cutting back a little bit on some of the things that they're doing. So if you're going to do the slip and slide, then make sure you're doing it at night. If you're going to water your plants, either water them early in the morning or late in the evening. So this way we can all kind of enjoy that peace for summer. I personally will probably go fishing more. And maybe you like to fish. Maybe you like to go to art galleries, because the summer is also an excellent time to find places that are air-conditioned that you can go hang out at. The key is figure out ways that you can all hang out together. Figure out ways that your family can embrace some of that really cool, you know, aspects of being a family during summer when the kids are home and you can really enjoy one another. You know, you can bring in a little bit of teaching too, you know, get some games that are educational games. And one night a week, you guys have game night. There are wonderful ways to bond. And with it being all nice and warm, there are also wonderful ways that you can get time to yourself, which is also a very important piece. But this is the season of action. It's the season of vitality. It's the season of, hey, I'm going to think about it, then I'm going to do it. And that would be a great idea, and let's go make things happen. This is the make things happen season. So go out and make it happen. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. Get time to yourself. And most of all, make sure you're listening to what your body needs and when it needs it. If you're not getting enough water in, you'll definitely feel it. Make sure you're hydrating. Make sure your kids are hydrating. Especially make sure your elders are hydrating, because it's very easy to forget that, you know, the older folks, you know, they definitely need water. And they need to be able to, you know, they're more susceptible to changes in temperature. So if you have someone in your neighborhood, an elder that you know, who doesn't have anybody to look in on them, that might be a very cool thing to check them out, make sure they're okay. Because if it gets really, really hot, they may not be able to regulate their temperature enough. So let's take care of each other. Let's make it a warm, wonderful, amazing summer that we all can get the best out of. So are you ready for the summer? Heck yeah, you are. Go out, enjoy it, embrace it, and use it as a time that you can really enjoy with one another. So thank you for joining me. And after the show, I'll be stepping into the chat room. Now, technologically, my computer has acted up every time I've tried to go into the chat room, and it takes me a few minutes. So I'm trying something else to see if I can get in there a little bit more quickly. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can wait for me in the chat room, or you can also contact me through my website at the-healing-house.com. And you can also email me at healinghouseradio@healing-house.com. So we will be back next week, and I wish you a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a wonderful summer. I wish you blessings. I wish you balance. And I wish you a wonderful trip out to the ice cream truck. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are listening on archives, and especially those of you who are calling or listening in from other countries, I know if you're below the equator, you're in winter, so I wish you a wonderful winter. Take care, everyone.